Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to you who are coming to us by Blog Talk today. Amen. Bringing millions by Blog Talk and all around the world. Amen. We humbly come before you and welcome you to the First Fruits prayer line. This is what we call the mother line. Amen. Because all the things and the ministries that God has given have come from this mother line. Amen. Some time ago, you ought to read the history, but some time ago, oh my God, he led us to start the First Fruits Convention and this prayer line. And I just want to thank him for his goodness. It is true that we started with around three people, and now God has blessed it to grow. And, let's ask Ambassador Hagin. Ambassador Hagin, if you could give us a station identification, amen, we'd appreciate it. And then I'll come back, and then we're going to do things exactly the same, but I'll come back and we'll have a word of prayer and we'll move on. Are you there, Ambassador Hagin?
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Yes, Chief, we are here.
God bless you.
And we
are
and good morning to you, sir. We do honor the presence of the Lord. We do honor you. And we do honor Ambassador Lady Betty. We honor Mother Edley Johnson, to all the ambassadors-elect, to everybody who's listening from all over the world. Yes, we are here. We are excited about what the Lord is doing. We're broadcasting live on NPA, NPAradio.com on the Blog Talk Radio. We can be reached by calling into the live call numbers to the station, 347-934-0207. And we are here live in the studio. Glory be to God, and we thank God for what he's doing. We can be heard all over the world in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, U.S. Virgin Isles, you name it, literally all over the world. Glory to God. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We want to thank God for our Chief International Ambassador, who's done an excellent job in getting this message all over the world. And may God forever bless you, sir. Keep on doing what you do. We appreciate you so much. Back to you, sir.
God bless you. Thank you so much. And to all of you worldwide, we just bless the Lord and bless the Lord for you. Oh, my God, it's wonderful having you here. I know that there are many leaders and so many great people in this line. But thank you for coming just to join us for a little while here in the name of Jesus. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, how grateful I am to come before you, and how grateful we are just to recognize that you are in the room, and to thank you for your goodness and kindness. You have been so multitudinously good. We praise you, Lord. Thank you for everything. May I just mention a few things that you've done. Oh, thank you for keeping us in the center of your will, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because you've been there all the time, helping us and blessing us. Even when we don't recognize that you're there, you are still there. Thank you, God, because you've helped us and blessed us with health and strength. Woke up this morning with a mind stayed on you. We want to just thank you. We look to you, Father, and we trust you, Lord. You've proven yourself so many times. Oh, thank you, because you speak to us from time to time and let us know that you're there. And you help us so, so much. Thank you for saving our children. They would have been lost except you had compassion and saved them. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to safeguard the anointing. And thank you for the visions that you've given. Oh, God, thank you for starting us on our way today. Some people got up, put their feet down, and start walking. It was because you gave us strength in those legs and feet. Thank you for letting our heart beat, last night, even when we were not aware of it. Thank you, Lord, for letting us breathe last night, all last night, even when we were not aware that we were breathing. You watched over us, and you brought us to this point. Thank you. Thank you for propelling us to the harvest of our destiny. Thank you for turning things around that need to be turned around. Fixing things that need to be fixed when we weren't aware. You've been so magnificent, so marvelous, so glorious, so ultra phenomenal. You, God, who wouldn't serve you? You're the best Father anybody has ever thought to have. You just do so many wonderful things. Thank you. Thank you for your forgiveness for every sin of omission, every sin of commission. God, you're so just ultra phenomenal. You've done so much for us. As the senior saints used to say, we cannot tell it all. For you take all of our sins away. Thank you. And we praise your holy name. We give you all the glory, all the praise, all the adoration. We take none of your glory. I want you to have it. Thank you, Lord. May I say thank you for enlarging our territory, for your grace, and thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your healing virtue, for the miracles that you've given on this line, and for all the many blessings like we've never seen, even in 2016. For all that you've done, we give you glory, we give you adoration and praise, and thank you for everything. Thank God, even more than we ask, we thank, and we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of y'all on this line. This is a good day. Amen. And y'all awake. If y'all are awake, I want to just say good morning to you. Good morning, all of y'all.
Good morning.
God bless you. Good morning. Let's speak to the Lord. Give him a greeting. Come on, let's speak to him. Good morning, Lord. Lord, what do you want us to do this morning? Oh, thank you, Jesus. God, it's so good. I want to open the wisdom seminar this morning. And let me see here. I want to go, I think, 2 Corinthians, if y'all would find that. When I do that kind of thing like that. It always reminds me of how the Lord had through our assistant pastor, suggested, but the Lord had us to go back to the old school with our young people. We have what we call the Bible drill, amen, where you have attention, present arms, find for me 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. Charge. We charge it. And they rush and get those scriptures. And we got some of the adults join in the Bible drill. And they beat the young people. Some of those old seniors, they can get it. But sometimes those young people now have started beating them. Amen. But we started out with those real powerful seniors who really knew the scriptures and could find them very quickly. They could find them. But now we've let the young people join in with them so many times until they're beating the seniors now. Try it. It works. Amen. But 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, let me read it for you here. And he said unto me, my grace.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Let's go to 10th verse 2, Yavin. That's powerful. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, reproaches, necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. But when I am weak, then am I strong. Amen. Those two verses. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. My God. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities. Some of y'all who are going through struggles. Amen. In reproaches. People are lying on you and coming against you. In necessities. Yeah, you got the power of light and all that, but you need it in persecution. But you got to pay them every month. In persecutions, how they misuse you and came against you. In distresses, for Christ's sake. See, there's the key right there, for Christ's sake. Go back to the beginning of that. Therefore, take pleasure in him. Let me just stop. Therefore, I take pleasure and then go for Christ's sake. For Christ's sake. And infirmities. He makes the difference. But when I am weak, then am I strong. Not when I'm on the mountaintop, but when I'm in the valley, I'm strongest there. You know, it seems like the Lord will be with you not on the mountaintop, but even in the valley. And many times it seems like he'll be with you stronger in the valley. Most people think they don't need him too much when they're on the mountaintop. But when you get to the valley and things are hitting you left and right and you don't know how to come out, your back is so against the wall, my God, in the valley. You strongest then because the Lord is with you. I tell you, I teach people, you don't have to, I preach this message, how to, what was it about? Praying after the storm is over. Yeah, I'm talking about after the storm is over. They said, well, don't you mean praying during the storm, Pastor? I said, I'm not teaching how to pray during the storm, but after it's over. Why? I said, because if you get in a storm and that storm is bad enough, nobody will have to tell you how to pray or teach you how to pray. You just get in a storm so bad, it will. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about because you've been through it. A storm will teach you what to do. Amen. It will teach you how to get on your knees and pray. It can get so bad you'll stay there for hours. Amen. The storm will do that. But it's after the storm is over. See, that's why I told y'all on the prayer line about how to close the back door. See, the enemy will try to hit you after you think the storm is over. That's when you really need to pray. Amen. Because the enemy will try to get you after you think it's over. So I teach how to make it after the storm is over. On your knees then, and thank him and praise him and glorify him, and even pray and ask him. Because the enemy thinks that you think the storm is over now, and that's the time he tries to get his demons to be released on you. When he thinks that you're not thinking about it. All right. God bless you. Come on. I'm opening this wisdom seminar up to you people listening in Asia and Africa and Afghanistan and Israel, even in the holy city, Jerusalem, all around Russia. And I can keep on going, but I want you to let them know where we are on this. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. You can't make it without God's grace. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Uh-huh. Yeah. That'll make you strong. Uh-huh. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Yeah. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, necessities, persecutions, distresses for Christ's sake. But when I am weak, then am I strong. The line is open to you. Anybody? Can you talk on that a little bit? Amen. The line is open to you. Saint to God. Mm. Who has a word on that 2 Corinthians 12, 9? And 10. All right. We have a word on that. Nobody wants to be first. All right. I want to just draft a few of y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning. Come on.
Good morning. This is Embarrassing Lake Mother D. Be giving honor to God and to Dr. Johnson, and the one that is on the line. I'm thanking and praising God for this scripture that Paul has written to us. And I was thinking that this was the time that Paul had a condition, and he prayed about it, and God told him his grace was sufficient for
right.
him. And because God's strength is made perfect in our weakness for what we couldn't do. And something God is just, the hardness that come on us in life, living for God, the saints taught us it's the making of you. Because when Dr. Johnson said, when your back is against the wall, you're going to look to God. You may have been looking to people and thinking that they were going to help you, but God knows how to move those people out of your way so that you look directly to God. And when God deliver you out of them or take you through them or help you in them, you know that it was God, and you learn how to just to give it up to God and just to depend on God and ask, stay in the perfect will of God. That's my thought.
All right, beautiful mother, God bless you. Thank you for kicking it out for us. Did a wonderful job. All right, somebody else jump in there and talk about it a little bit. Help somebody all around the world, if you would. Amen. Amen. The line is open to you. Anybody else? How many times have y'all gone through struggles and trials and you didn't make it except for the grace of God? Yeah. How many times have y'all gone through a thorn in the flesh and God brought you out? Amen. His grace was what helped you to make it through. It was sufficient for you. And you got strength when you looked like you couldn't make it. Why? Because he looked up on you. He was with you. You got strength because the Lord, going through that struggle made you strong. I'm telling y'all, the reason why y'all are really saints of God is not because y'all never been through nothing, not because you've been perfect. No, no, it's because you went through, and God's grace was sufficient for you. And now you're saints of God and you're strong. See, you don't get saved and all of a sudden you got everything is right. I mean, even though you're forgiven of all sins, you don't know how to live holy when you first get saved. You have to learn how to walk with the Lord, learn how to live holy. And through the things that you're learning as you learn how to live holy, you're getting stronger and stronger. Your strength is made perfect in your weakness, through your weaknesses. You learn how to live for the Lord. Yeah. Why do you think people have cancer? Who do you think made cancer? God made cancer. He made everything, not only the good, but the evil. He made everything. Why did he make cancer? He made it because if somebody, like, how could he get glory? He made it for his glory. If nobody had it and nobody was weak, all in their bones, all over their body, nobody was weak ever, how could he get the glory? But you're in the hospital with cancer and prayer of faith is prayed over you, and all of a sudden, the cancer is gone. Then they lift their hands and start, oh, thank you, Lord, thank you. See, God gets glory through your weakness, but he gives you grace to make it through. And somebody said not too long ago, God gives you, he knows how much to put on you. He won't put more on you than you can bear. No, his grace is sufficient for you. And you make it through. Somebody, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. Yeah, you make it through because of his grace is sufficient for you. Yeah. And then after you've gone through, guess what? You get stronger as a saint of God. Yeah, you get stronger. See, maybe the Lord permitted that person to lie on you and cut you to your heart so badly. And even people around you didn't seem like they cared about it at all. And but through it, when you got through it, you're stronger now. You're able to tell somebody that his grace will take you through. Why? Because I've been through it. Amen. Yeah. And then you start glory in God. You give him the glory and learn how to glory in your infirmities, because you went through that time when you were weak, he made you strong. Now you know how to glory in infirmities. Now you know how to glory in reproaches and necessities and in persecutions. It just rolls off your back pretty much, because you say, I know he brought me through one thing, he's going to bring me through another. He brought me through my infirmities, he's going to take me through my reproaches. He brought me through my reproaches. He's going to take me through my necessities. My bills are stacked so high, they're necessities. I got them because I needed my lights on. I needed my gas on. I needed my water on. Yeah. And because I went through the reproaches, now I know he'll take me through the necessities. He's going to supply my every need. And he's going to help me in all of my persecutions. Yeah, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, because I'm in the Lord Jesus Christ, and every tongue that tries to rise against me in judgment, the Lord will condemn, because I'm his anointed. And he said, touch not my anointed until my prophet no home. And because I make it through persecutions, he gives me grace to make it through my distresses. All of this is for Christ's sake. For when I am down and can't hardly make it, I'm weak, I realize that God didn't go through that to make me strong. Here I am now. People say, oh, my God, look at Mother Digby. That woman really is a powerhouse. Well, why? Because I went through infirmities. I went through reproaches. I went through necessities. I went through persecutions. I went through distresses. And all of them, Jesus was with me. And he helped me and make it through his grace. Yeah. It's sufficient for me. And because of that, here I am in 2016, going now through a year of victory. because I went through all that other stuff. And God showed me that he would help me to make it through Christ. Amen. All right, the line is open to you. Anybody else want to talk on that? Just want to leave y'all.
God bless you, and good morning.
All right, good morning to you. Go ahead.
God bless you. This is Ambassador Pfeiffer from Kentucky, area code 502. And I'm just praising God for such wonderful scripture this morning. And I just want to say honor to the Lord and our chief ambassador, and Ambassador Betty, Mother Johnson, and all the ambassadors and that left on the line. It's a wonderful day to know that God's grace is sufficient for us. Praise God. And it let us know that this is one scripture that teaches us through the word of God that the blood will never lose its power. The power is in the blood of the Lamb, and it reaches from the highest mountain to the lowest valley. And whenever you need the Lord, you can call on him. And this takes me back to the time when even when Paul was being converted, you know, Paul went through a lot because he had done a lot and he had persecuted the saints. And even back in the book of Acts there, it tells you about when he had persecuted the people, you know. And it says one day that, you know, he had fallen on his face, and Lord Jesus said to him, "Why persecutest thou me?" And it was Jesus talking to him, saying, "I am Jesus whom thou persecuted." It was hard to kick against the prick. And now here it is, Jesus is letting him know through all of his struggles, all of his trials, all of the things that he has, all the persecution he did to the people, God brought them through. Now he's in the same position. And this is kind of a recent situation that Paul is actually going through here, because there is this thorn in the flesh. Sorry about my voice. That's why I didn't say anything. But looking at the scripture, you can't help but just say something. And how he persecuted the people, and now he's going through it himself. He's having a taste of what he put the people of God through. Paul was abusive to the saints of God. He was a terror. He was a terrorist. He was prejudiced toward the church. He didn't want the people praying. He was the one that when they said he was the mass murderer. When they said go in and destroy the people that are praising God, Paul was the one they sent to do this. And now all of a sudden this affliction has come up on him. And he's being persecuted. He has the thorn in the side. He has the pain. He has to go through the suffering. And this lets us know that whatever seed you sow, you will therefore also reap. And it says, and he said unto them, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength." Just letting him know, let the weak say I'm strong. You don't have to be we giving out. And it also tells us that's why Paul had so many strong teachings in this, in the word of God, because it also let us know that he tells the people, he said, "I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God." Nothing. Not tribulation, not trials, not pearls, not death, not life. Nothing will separate me, because I know what I am going through. I know why I am going through. So I know God's grace is sufficient for me. I know it, because he will one day remove the thorn from my side, but his grace is sufficient for me while I'm going through. We don't have to fall for they say if you you'll fall for anything.
You don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
That's it. Thank you. And Paul knew he had to stand, therefore, in the mighty, mighty strength of the Lord. Amen. He knew he had to stand. And that's what the saints have to do today. Stand no matter. matter what. Even with all the things that we go through nowadays, this is a great lesson to us, knowing that God's grace, his grace is sufficient. Mm-hmm. David even said the mercy and the, his goodness and the goodness and the mercy shall follow him. That's part of God's grace on his life, the goodness and the mercy and all the grace that God give us. We have so many favors. I heard you praying just now when you open up, saying, the Lord let us breathe all night long when we didn't know we were breathing. My God, we didn't know we were taking the next breath. But God Almighty, my God, he let us catch one breath after another and after another. So we know now that we have to stand. We have to stand on the word of God. We can't fall for anything because the devil himself, who is a lion, a roaring lion, he's the enemy. He's in there towards us. And he is seeking whom he can devour. So we just have to know that God's grace is sufficient and is made perfect. There is no imperfections in God, what God has done. God's grace is sufficient no matter how grim, how dim things look. God's grace is yet perfect in everything we do and say. God bless you. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Wonderful. Wow. Thank you so much. All right, go ahead.
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Hagin, and I want to thank, amen, our chief ambassador, amen, for being led of the Lord. This is a powerful scripture, and I want to thank everybody who has also contributed because it is so rich. He says, my grace is sufficient for you. In other words, God's grace is what we need. What is grace? Unmerited favor. It's sufficient. It's more than enough for you. And then he goes on to let us know, he said, my power. In other words, his power will be evident whenever we're weak. The power of God will be evident. It'll be there. It'll be our evidence. And no wonder Paul says, so you know what? He's determined that, in other words, he's just going to be happy, so to speak, paraphrase it a little bit. He's just going to be happy and boast in his weakness because it's doing the weakness that he is strong through and by the power of God. So what we come to realize, since our God's grace is sufficient for us, no matter what it is that we're faced with, we can be happy. We can choose to be happy, to live with whatever thorn may be in our flesh, whatever test may come our way. God has given us the ability to pray. So by choice, we're just going to be happy. We're going to be happy to suffer insults. We're going to be happy to endure hardships. We're going to be happy to endure difficulties. We're going to be happy even when we're faced with poverty, because whenever we're weak, we're strong. We just have to be determined that whatever comes our way, we're going to rejoice. Hallelujah, anyhow, because it's during those moments when we think we are weak or weakest, that's when we're most strengthened, simply because of God's unmerited favor, because of his grace. Glory to God. So let's keep the joy no matter what. Just keep the joy, and glory. We bring glory to his name. God bless you. Back to you, sir.
God bless you. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Amen. All of you who spoke on that this morning, amen. Wonderful wisdom seminar. You know, the Bible is true. In Daniel, the second chapter, it will tell you that God reserves some of the secrets for the end time. Amen. People throughout all generations have been blessed by the wisdom of God, but some wisdom and some secrets he reserves for the end times. On this line here, some of y'all have heard some things you've never heard before in your life. That's because God reserves some of his secrets for the end time. This is the last day. And God will give you things like you never heard before. And I want to thank all of you on the prayer line this morning for blessing us so richly. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you. I want to go now to prayer. Well, let me get maybe, can I get a couple of praise reports, just two? Anybody?
Amen.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Ambassador-elect Darden.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Go ahead.
My praise report is the same as it always is. I wake up in the morning the first thing I try to do before I get out of bed is to thank the Lord. I heard someone say something a few minutes ago about praising, you know, saying how the Lord takes you through and everything. Isaiah tells you that in Isaiah 43, he tells you that he's taking you through. And my praise report is that everything he's taken me through, I thank him for, you know, just going through, you know, for the ability. One, I thank him for the ability to go through and to have the wisdom to know that I'm just going through. So I've also learned that the way you go through most times determine how long you're in the storm. So the Lord wants you to go through and praise him as you go through. I had a pastor that told me one time that either way it goes, you're supposed to either be praising the Lord or thanking him. You praise him through the storm, and then you thank him after you get out. So either way it goes, the Lord is supposed to be first. So I don't know. I've learned just to thank him. It says in all things give thanks. So I figure one is the word of God, so it can't be wrong. So I don't know. I just feel good. And as Ambassador said, you rejoice in your trials and tribulations, and you just thank the Lord for everything, you know, good and the bad. Job said, you know, it's how can you accept the good and not the bad? So you thank him through. And that's my praise report, is that I've learned how to thank him.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much, Ambassador Elect Darden. God bless you. All right.
Yes.
Chief.
Chief. I hear you. Thank God again.
I
have something that I'd like to ask or throw out on the floor, and it may be out of line or something. If I am, please correct me, and I'll apologize. Mm-hmm. The nation, but I have been wondering, I hear all the women do. I was wondering if we could have enough men so that maybe we could have maybe Friday be Men's Day, where men take the praise report and take the prayers, do the prayer.
That's a wonderful suggestion. I love that. Amen. Why don't we do that this Friday? We'll have the men. And when you, let me see, since you're a little seasoned, can you get the prayer request on Friday and pray for the people who will join you also? Let the men do it. Can you do that for us on Friday?
I don't see any reason I can't.
All right. God bless you. And then we'll maybe get another man to do the praise reports, and then we as men, let's pray for the people on this Friday, okay?
Amen.
All right, that's a wonderful suggestion, and thank you in the name of Jesus. All right, give me one more praise report, and then we're going to pray, get prayer requests, that's what I'm saying. Anybody else have a praise report? Has God been good to you? Amen. Make it known among the people, so that people can grab that faith through your praise. Amen. Anybody else have one more praise report? I know y'all got it.
Chief Ambassador, praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Stith. God bless you and all of you on the line. My praise report is God is so true to his word. On last Thursday, I think I briefly mentioned that my dad had to go to the doctor, and they told him that he had pneumonia on last week, and he had pains in his bones. And Chief Ambassador, I just want to say thank you so much for praying for him. I listened as you all prayed. You prayed for him over the phone, and it was just amazing to hear my dad sing the song, "The Blood of Jesus Will Never Lose Its Power." And that's what I thank God for, because he's a strong man who has great faith, glory to God. But over the weekend, he continued to have a little pain and wouldn't eat. And for the last 3 days, I just stayed and watched my dad. And on Sunday, ended up having to take him to the emergency room. But I want you to know, saints of God, when God says by his stripes you are healed, you are healed, regardless to what the circumstances or the symptoms may be. Chief, I joined in with you in prayer. My father joined in with you with prayer. His church family joined with us corporately with prayer. And I tell you, when he went to the emergency room, they said there was no more pneumonia in his lungs. Glory to God. But yet he still had the symptoms. My dad can tell you himself. They said there's no more pneumonia in his lungs. But what was bothering him was the symptoms of the pain in his lumbar. And it was running down his legs. And the enemy kept trying to talk to him and say, you're getting ready to have another heart attack. But God already gave him a new heart. He had a new heart put in him. Several years ago, and my dad said, I'm not going anywhere until God says it's time. I have too much work to do in Camden, Arkansas. So they went on to give him x-rays. We were there at the hospital all day long until about 10:30 that night from early that morning. Found out there was aches in his bones, in his lumbar, in his legs. The doctor said, well, that's just natural when you're 80 years old. Sometimes you have those things. But the enemy was trying to tell him, since he had been taking chemo shots, that you got cancer in your bones. And my dad and I touched and agreed and said, the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. Chief, I remember I shared with him the message that you talk. There's two voices. It's going to be God's or the devil. Now, you have to choose who you want to listen to. And our report is going to be the report of the Lord. And they told him, no, you don't have cancer in your bones. It's not entering in your bones. We're just going to give you a little steroid shot, and you go home and keep on doing what you're doing. My daddy's over 6'2", or something like that, tall, good-looking man who walks every morning. Glory to God. And I said, Lord, I thank you that your word says long life, but you satisfy us with. And he is a man of faith. And I tell you, saints of God, when you are being prayed for on this line and you believe it, and you believe it, you can look for great things to happen. So I just want to say this morning, I just thank God for you, Chief, and for the saints of God praying for my dad. Glory to God and all the saints in his church, because if something happened when you believe, and I was listening to this scripture you were sharing on this morning, his grace is sufficient. All I can say is, Chief, something I hear you all say on the line, and you started, if you got the faith, God's got the power, and he's got grace for everything. Don't look at what you see. Just thank God for his grace. God bless you, and you all have a blessed day. And the Bible says the just shall live by faith. God bless you.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for that powerful, powerful testimony, Ambassador Stith, and give your father our regards. Amen. Now, we just say that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. You came and prayed for Mother Johnson, and the Lord has blessed her, too. Thank you so much, all of you. I want to get some prayer for somebody who's going through a storm. You understand. I know I haven't done the binding and the loosing. I got to do a little bit of that before this day is over. Maybe we'll have a couple prayers here. We'll go off with binding and loosing things. Amen. And that will bless your family and bless you. Hope some of y'all took the advice, got up binding things and loosing things in life. Whatever you bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you loose on this earth shall loose in heaven, be loosed in heaven. All right. Let me get a prayer. Somebody's going through a storm, and I know somebody who can make them, who can make that storm have peace. Amen. He got in up in the midst of a storm and said, peace be still. And the whole earth and heavens had peace. Amen. All right, if you have something you're going through, the line is open to you. All right, anybody have a prayer request?